Hey guys, King Batch here. Welcome to the Group Chat Podcast, where we talk about news, pop culture, and everything. We just talk about everything.
Hey, we're live.
Hey. We are live, bro.
Take it away, Batch.
All right, article number one.
Ooh.
French Spider-Man arrested after scaling London skyscraper without ropes. What?
No, what? You know, they're doing that, like those guys that jumping from building to building. Those,
they be dying now.
Thrill seekers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're dying?
They consider that a suicide, but a bunch of people are dying that way. From jumping, you know those
because,
guys.
Wait, but why would they consider it a suicide, though?
Because you kill yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you cause your own death.
Yeah, nobody told you to go do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I wouldn't. Would you do that?
For views? No, I wouldn't do
that. Wait, do what?
Why did it come to views?
No, why that's why they do it, because some of them are dope. I watch them. You seen that guy? Oh, like they put the GoPro on their head.
I don't watch those
guys. And
they're
jumping from like the little scalings and scaffolds. And
oh, they be doing parkour.
Do we have pictures this week or
parkour,
not?
All those little things.
Yeah, parkour. But parkour, well, so they're talking about people who do parkour? Or?
Well, this guy's just a thrill seeker, French Spider-Man, who's just...
This guy's just an...
He was 56 years old.
56? The French Spider-Man?
He too grown for this.
That ain't the French Spider-Man. That's the French Spider-Grandpa.
You know what happened?
Spider-Grandpa.
It's because he was watching, he used to read all them comics, and now you get older and you got toys and you think you could do that.
Yeah.
He had no ropes?
No ropes. He was, what is it, suction cups in his fingers or something?
No, that's the cartoons, man.
No.
You think he got suction cups on his hands?
Spider-Man really exists?
No, that guy, what was he climbing? He had no rope.
He was just grabbing on cracks.
Yeah, like those rock climbers do when they be like...
On a glass building?
Yeah, he probably got the dust in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Maybe he do got suction cups. Maybe he got the things that be like...
Yeah.
Like Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Those are real.
You too grown for that, bro. You should have got arrested.
56 years old.
Because what are you going to say when you get locked up and you in the holding cell? Like, what you in here for, bro? I was climbing a building.
Climbing shit.
You dummy.
I'm risking my life.
I would have at least faked it and said I killed somebody while I was climbing the building.
That's why you was climbing the building. Right. I had to get away.
Oh, man.
Don't be doing that. Don't do that.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Nick, you haven't done any thrill seeking like that? I know you do risky shit. Videos, risky stuff. Pardon my.
Write his name.
The riskiest thing I've done is jump a pull over a moped.
You what?
That's the riskiest thing I've done. I jumped a pull over a moped.
Or jumped a moped
over a pool.
I'm about to say.
Oh,
jumping.
Hey, I'm just driving a pull over a moped. Nah, that's probably the scariest thing I've done, dude.
How fast were you going?
I was probably going like 14.
On video? 15. You did it on video?
Yeah, it's on the vlog. It's on David's vlog.
On David's vlog. Check out Nick jumping over a
dude,
pool.
It was the scariest thing to ever happen in my life, bro.
Wow.
We ended up going to the hospital.
Just for fun? Or
no.
You hurt himself.
I had a hole on my stomach.
What?
Not a hole, but like.
Oh, so you didn't land the jump?
Nah, I didn't. I kind of did a little bit.
Oh, you landed
a little bit.
You landed.
I landed the jump a little bit, bro. Not fully, but I landed on the side of the pool. And, dude, ooh. It basically, the damage was kind of like a gunshot wound.
Oh!
Yeah. It was right there. The hole's like right there.
Let me see.
You thought you were going to die?
Yeah, because the doctor walks in. It's me and David. The doctor walks in. He's like, yeah, guys. He's like, we're basically doing some tests right now. We don't know how it's going to work out. We're still trying to, like, work on what's going on or whatever. The doctor literally told me there's a 50% chance I might die.
Wow.
Real sh**.
What?
He's like, dude, there's a 50% chance you might not make. I'm like, I froze for a second. I'm like, nah, are you f**ing me? Like,
oh my God.
We're just making a video, bro. And then I end up in the hospital. And yeah, some terrifying news, bro.
Wait, because you were about to bleed out?
No. They thought I damaged an internal organ.
Yeah, because your kidney, your liver and stuff is like right there.
Would it have been worth it? Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun. I'd do it again.
See? Oh, wow.
Hell yeah, I'd do it again, bro.
Thrill seeking is for certain people.
Yeah, I want to go skydiving, but like not for real. Like,
that's my thing, bro. I love adrenaline so much. I'm an adrenaline fiend.
Indoor
how you skydive? Oh.
Is that
what you mean?
But the indoor one?
Yeah, is that what you mean by not for real? Because that's the only not for real skydiving you'll ever do.
Yeah, match. I want to do that, but I want to jump out the plane, but I don't want like... I want to know it, but
with
I don't.
Somebody on you.
Of course. I'm not going to do that by myself. Right, like, I'm just willy-nilly go by myself.
Batch, you ride motorcycles. Do you ride fast?
Fast.
Yeah?
That's
the reason I don't want to get a motorcycle, bro. Like, everyone around me pretty much, like...
You can ride it slow.
wants to let me get a motorcycle because they know I'm going to do some, like,
yeah, my crazy my shit. Motorcycle's broke right now, and I'm kind of happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I rode on the back of your motorcycle with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was scary.
Wait, can I let me ride your motorcycle?
It's you want to ride? Hold broke. On his when back?
Yeah, you want to get on the back?
No, I want to ride it.
Oh, you know how to ride?
No, I don't, but I'll learn.
Oh, it's would you let your homeboy ride really? Behind you on a motorcycle?
Behind me?
Like holding on to you?
Did you ever let a dude ride behind you?
My dad did.
No, no, your dad don't count.
Right.
That's not weird though.
You think it's
like
weird?
A homie, like
that's not weird unless like some weird shit happens. Unless both you guys are wearing shorts or whatever, and then like you guys hit like a bump. Hey, y'all both hit a bump, and then
yeah, because I was like literally on you. Yo, like,
imagine, why would I ever hit a bump like that? You I'm not riding a residential area.
What's going on, bro?
Bro, imagine that situation. Like you're riding right behind your homeboy. Both you guys are wearing shorts because it's like August and it's hot.
Tiny shorts.
Y'all go hit a bump, and like your homeboy shorts just like moves out of the way a little bit. And then like,
wait a minute, you're going too far.
This is bad visual.
Come back.
What's the first thing you say as soon as you're in? What are you going, yo, dog? My bad, bro. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Nick Wallen.
Nick is going crazy over this. Have you done this before?
He's fantasizing about it. It's a joke. Look
yeah,
at
he wants
he's enjoying the idea.
It's just a hilarious visual, bro. Huh?
All right, well, stay tuned while we do the next article.
Indian authorities say flight crew forgot to pressurize airline cabin.
Oh, terrifying.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, like when you're going down, you ever feel your ears popping? Mm-hmm. That's because the cabin pressure, but that's still with it pressurized, right? Mm-hmm. If they don't do that, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, snap.
Like 30 out of 166 passengers experience nosebleed, ear bleeding.
Oh, I'm suing.
Suing, yeah, you have to, yeah.
That's probably weird. Spirit.
Do you guys, oh.
Dang.
Y'all saw Trick Daddy on that Spirit flight?
Hey, I'm not mad at that.
Everybody was cleaning, not cleaning, they were teasing my man. Teasing yeah,
Trick Daddy. Because Trick Daddy was on Spirit Airlines, and it was like, why is he on Spirit Airlines? He's supposed to be rich, whatever.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he be on Spirit? What's wrong with Spirit?
I don't mind. Well, Spirit ain't no first class. It's just you on the plane.
How long was he going?
I don't know.
He was going.
He was going to London, and he got a problem.
I think Spirit going to London. I think he was probably just going from like Miami to like Texas or something like that.
Dang, do you at feel least, that pressure? You got to fly first class.
Nah, I don't care.
You fly coach?
No.
You can't say this. I don't feel no pressure.
Feel like, but like, if it is what it is, the only reason I don't do coach because my back.
They got new seats now that like you can. Yes, they do. Because I got back problems too, and they was like, we could hook you up, and
upgrade me up.
So what happens if you was going to New York, right? And then your team gets you a coach seat.
That happened plenty of times, and I do not go. I don't need to do nothing.
I don't need to do nothing.
Bro, as soon as you fly first class or private, there's like barely going in back. Like, yeah, you just can't do it anymore.
Damn. Yeah, you guys would. I mean, if you know, I think you guys are pretty high status personalities on the internet. Is that weird when people see you doing low class shit? No, but like you guys, like,
internet people, it doesn't
people
count.
That's happened to you. Yeah. People like who follow you have been like Lulu, and then you're doing some broke stuff.
I don't do broke stuff.
I'm just saying, flying a coach. What somebody would be like? Oh, I thought you would be
my biggest philosophy, bro. Is I try to look as broke as I can.
Oh,
even when I do have the, like I try to roll in my dad's minivan as much as I can.
I don't even have a car as much as I can.
But then you have an Uber, which is like pretty nice.
Uber pool?
You don't Uber pool.
How about Uber Express?
What's that? Uber Express?
Uber Express is like when you're the hella poor, bro. You know what I mean? Like
that's cheaper than Uber pool.
That's called asking your friend.
No. That's when you're trying to go to Venice Beach for like $8.
Wait, Uber Express. What's the drawback? Like what's wrong?
Uber Express? Basically, you got to walk to places.
You got to walk to a certain drop point.
You got
to
walk to like a certain.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It works like Pokemon. You know what I mean? Like there's a bunch of like little Pokestops around you, but they're Uber stops.
Right.
See, they're like,
all the way to your house. You gotta walk.
See, that's only crazy. A problem here in LA. Like I'm in New York, we walk everywhere. Like there's,
so it's not even
you know what I'm saying? I love
so you
to walk.
Can't even tell who's poor in New York.
Yeah, not everybody, because everybody. I used to work in a corporate job, and I used to I never drove to work, so I would park my car at my house and then take the train and take the bus.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. But like everybody's like walking everywhere. I only since I moved to LA that I don't walk like anywhere, because it's like I don't have like sidewalks and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty impossible.
It's like just a street, and I'm like, oh, I'm not walking there.
Yeah. There's literally, if you don't live in the valley, there's no way to get up here.
Yeah.
Like in Hawthorne or any of the outskirts. Yeah, you gotta get in a car and drive. It's impossible.
Shout out to LA's metro system,
man. Hey guys,
hey, what's Article 3, big dog?
Look at you. Look
Article
at you.
Article 3. I'm here. I'm waiting for y'all to do y'all thing. Nope. Those aren't mailboxes. Paris rolls out sidewalk urinals.
What?
The devices are called Orator. I don't know if y'all in Paris, you know what that is. Which combines the words from urinal and pavement. They're not at all subtle. Ew, this is disgusting. They're bright red in heavily trafficked areas. Surveillance cameras footage of movement. What? There's video surveillance of this?
Mm-hmm.
Of people peeing in the...
I'm all for it.
No.
What? For having urinals in the...
I mean, y'all dudes be going and pissing on the floors and the bushes.
That's true.
So I'd rather you go to a little pee station.
That's true. You know, in my older age, because I used to, in Europe, they have the trough where there's no separation or divider. Have you guys peed? Oh, well, not Lulu, but...
I'm not peeing in
Nick, have you peed in Europe?
It's like a big tub, right?
Like a wide thing. Tub. Yeah, and then everybody... As I get older, I don't care who sees my work.
I have a habit of, like, if I'm going to piss somewhere that's gross or take a crap somewhere that's gross, I'm not going to do it.
If you have to, you won't.
I won't do it.
I would love this if I was like on a date with a dude, like a first date.
I don't even, and
he's like, hold on a second, I gotta go to the bathroom.
And you'll peek on it?
Hell yeah, I'm peeking.
And then the date will be over depending on how that goes.
I don't even piss outside, bro, even when I really have to.
You what?
If I have to piss like really bad.
Well, because you're young.
I won't piss outside.
Yeah. You're 21?
24.
24, still.
Yeah.
You don't do it in public. As you get older, you won't care anymore.
Yeah, you do in public?
Not in public, like in a public restroom.
Have you been to a club and been like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom?
You do it at the club?
No, I never do it in the club.
If y'all have Catch King Bat do it in the club, send footage.
Why would they have footage of
like,
that?
Go over the stage and send it to the show. Just, I want to prove a point.
No,
I don't. Why would I do that?
You don't doo-doo?
Loki, that's a hilarious.
I got doo-doo right now, but I'm going to wait till I get home.
Listen, you can hold it that long?
I can hold it for 8 hours.
Well, 8 hours? Yeah. Can't nobody hold that doo-doo for 8 hours.
I'm with him, bro.
I'm timing.
You can't unless it's the comfort of your own home, right?
Yep.
100%.
Because I don't want to get no crabs on my booty cheek.
You just lay the tissue down. Lay down the tissue.
That changed for me when I went overseas. So I have different motives, and I'll like.
So when you got the doodoo, you just doodoo.
Even
in the club.
I'm not doodoo in the club, but you don't got enough time for that.
You ever doodoo on a date, Lulu? Like, what is
no.
No?
I doodoo before I leave the house.
Oh, smart. Smart. So, but I'd be like, if a girl be gone too long, is she doodling? And that would turn me off, I think.
Would it?
I think so.
A woman being a human being would turn you off?
Yeah.
So y'all think what women just don't doodoo? Like, we don't doodoo a fart?
Not on the first date.
You ever been in the bathroom? Because you have a girlfriend. So you never, like, walk into the bathroom or whatever with your girlfriend taking a shit?
Oh, yeah. Well, once she's your girlfriend, then
you guys
do it
together, don't you?
No, well, yeah. If we had a double decker, I wouldn't mind.
A double decker?
Like a toilet that's
okay,
like that.
Okay, Will Smith.
Who's going to take the top toilet?
Well, me. In case that thing break.
Dang.
But no, I don't mind. You don't care.
Like, yeah, like in the military, like especially like a certain bases and stuff like that. It's like a room and there'll just be like a whole bunch of toilets with no stalls. So.
Wait, but they're separated gender wise.
Yeah, well, for women.
So he's just there?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It's like prison.
Yeah, it's exactly like prison.
Wow.
So I would wake up before everybody else so I can go doo-doo in peace.
Dude, but what if someone else did that and then y'all both was there?
I would wait. Yeah, that's happened before. And I walk in, I'm like, you finished?
Yeah.
You good? Let me know when you finish and then I'll go.
So you talked to her while she was naked?
Yeah, I mean, I've showered in a room with 40 other chicks. Like, hurry up, we gotta go.
Did you smash though?
Negative.
Wow.
I used to have a shower buddy, so because she was like, she was my homie from school.
Yeah.
So they would like say you got like 10 minutes to shower.
Right.
So me and her would like double up in the shower while she's showering, soaping it, and I'm in the back like, yo.
Yeah.
And then we would switch, and then I soap up, and then she like in the back. So then we take.
And y'all didn't smash?
No, I like men.
Hey.
I don't know. A woman is not gonna turn me on, so it don't matter if it's like eight of us. that's like it's not that's nothing.
Wait, y'all showering together like but soaps that's not that, and suds and titties and butts.
So what is soaps and suds gonna do for me?
That's I mean, nice. You that's see, nice you see your foam W vibes to see.
Badgered you?
What?
You got 10 minutes with another dude. Y'all just showering.
Nah, this ain't about me. This ain't about me, chief.
Low key, hey FSU. Because what dorm, if you stay at FSU, they had like that wide open bathroom. That's I was the only black dude on my floor, so everybody would know when I was doodling because you could see my legs. And they'd be like, oh, what up, Sean?
Because they knew what it smelled like.
Oh, that too. I was very specific, my smell.
But, oh, yeah, I did have to do it then. I did it in public one time. This, let me tell you the experience.
The one time? That's what the
one time
about.
And I stopped because I did the hover technique.
Oh, ooh, no, why can't. Would you do that? Then,
yeah.
Bloop.
Dude, but it didn't splash back on you?
I had a mean splash back. And then I had to finish, and then the rest of the doo doo was moisty. It was just like.
So what happened, like, if you, like, started your day off and you had, like, a drink, a green smoothie, lots of kale, lots of greens, and then you go out into the world? You can't hold that one.
I right. hold it
you
for
can't
8
hold
hours
that one.
Like this.
You text me when you go boo-boo, because I'm going to track you right now. It's 5 o'clock.
I ain't boo-boo since yesterday.
That's not good.
I'll drive all the way home.
You post a boo-boo every day.
I do.
I'll drive all the way home, bro. It's completely crap. I'll straight up drive all the way home. I don't care where I'm at. All
right, so next article.
Matt, should you go trick-or-treating, bro?
Nah, not anymore.
Really?
Not ever since my homeboy got kidnapped. All right.
Wait.
What?
Lunch late.
F*** that.
Nah,
wait, what happened?
Expound on that?
Nah.
I didn't even hear the original question. What was it?
If I ever went trick-or-treating, but nah.
Oh.
Back in the hood,
right, you know, right,
Florida,
West Palm Beach.
There was like trick or treat, and then he was by himself. So he looked right, he said trick, and snatched him inside.
What happened to him?
He said trick.
I don't know if he said trick.
Make you disappear.
It would have been a great story if he did say trick.
Have you ever heard from him again?
No, he was on the news.
Wait, he disappeared?
He just disappeared.
No, I don't believe you.
What happened? I need another.
Y'all see during Halloween how much your Amber Alerts be going off?
Yeah.
Exactly. Because they be snatching. This is baby season. This is snatching baby season.
So you never heard from your homie again?
Nope.
Dang.
What was he for Halloween?
He wasn't my homie.
Oh.
Oh, he was just a kid you knew.
But like, yeah, he's black. Like,
damn, you unfriended him ASAP. Your homie got. No, he ain't.
Gone now.
What was his costume?
I don't remember. I was like 6 years old.
I was like, that's a horrible costume, right?
That's a great
so
costume.
Scary, bro.
No.
Yeah, he looked delicious in that costume.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Here we go. Lunch lady larceny. Mm. Cafeteria workers allegedly stole $500,000.
Oh, what
that's
school
crazy.
Is this that got $500,000
that's
just
what
chilling?
Saying. What were they eating? Filet mignon? What kind of food is this?
But no, they was probably not eating filet mignon because they was taking the money.
Oh.
They was probably giving them like these oranges.
Peanut butter jelly.
And like a milk.
A milk and some ramen.
And
they had to make it themselves.
They their own ramen.
They had to make just the brick and then they had to make
half
the ramen.
$500,000.
Man.
How did they get caught?
Oh, good question. How did they get caught?
Because if I get away with $500,000, you ain't going to catch me.
You ain't going to catch me?
Yeah. They kept working?
You got to, like, keep up appearances. You can't just bounce,
just dip,
you know?
Huh? Then they know for sure.
Yeah, so they probably... How did they get caught?
That's a lot of... Because lunch is like $1.25.
Where are you getting lunch at?
That's when I was a kid, right?
What area is this? I don't think...
Not that much money, though.
They still got... Huh?
They going to face 20 years in prison.
You say it's not that much money?
Isn't that too long, though?
For grand larceny?
For grand larceny?
Nah. What's grand larceny?
I think over a certain amount. Oh, yeah.
$500,000 is a lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money.
They don't even make that in
their lifetime.
Right,
but
right.
It's not a lot of money compared to 2012 to 2017. That's a 5-year period.
Oh, that's how long they would. Oh, right.
It's not that much money.
Well, yeah. I don't know,
still
man.
Still $500,000.
Yeah, dang. That's still like, how do you make that?
You could change your life. Like, mm-hmm. anybody's life.
If you invested that,
they would never.
They're not invested.
Who would expect the lunch lady?
Who what?
Who would suspect her of anything?
Lunch ladies are always the nicest people.
They are. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to lunch ladies.
Bro, lunch ladies were always so nice to me, bro.
Yeah.
Always picked me up with the food.
Yeah.
And I was like a fat, hungry kid, like right after class. Pour my plate up.
Yeah. What was your favorite lunch? Mine was the packet pizza. Remember the packet pizza?
I remember those. Yeah,
I know that was the breakfast. The free breakfast.
Free breakfast?
Yeah, they had the milk. in the little cart.
Yeah.
The bread with the biscuit in the jam.
I never had school lunch. I was envious.
What did you have? Your
I was bougie.
Lunch?
I was super bougie.
Oh, you wanted
Because my dad, he would go to work around lunchtime. So I would either get a McDonald's or a slice of pizza.
Oh, I'd hate you.
So all my classmates would be mad because I'd be waiting downstairs. My dad would come down like, here's your pizza, here's your McDonald's. Oh. He'd be like, let me get some of your fries. I'd be like,
no. Damn. Bro, then you guys have never had the spicy chicken sandwiches then.
Oh, wait,
those
what?
Are the bro.
Wait, spicy in school?
The Tyson spicy chicken sandwiches?
In school?
Yeah.
What? No, yeah. I never heard of that.
Really?
Tyson was giving out spicy chicken sandwiches?
You went to a nice school, man.
Yeah, it was a nice,
in Brooklyn, we wasn't getting no spicy chicken sandwiches. You gotta
pick. Getting McDonald's.
I was getting McDonald's, but I would see what they would get. My homies. And I would be clowning. But the only thing that was good was the pizza. They would get like the long pizza, like the French bread style.
Or then
the summertime, like when you had like summer programs, they had like the ices that looked like a milk carton, but like you open it up. Flavor.
Man, if you knew how to open that up before third grade, you had skill. Like everybody would go to you.
Yeah.
But if you knew how to do the little flip it and whatever you had to do to open like the milk and stuff, you had to like.
It was always the bad kids that know how to do it. Like all the cute, like bad boys knew how to do that. Yeah, so I would just be like, can you open mine?
You ever do back skip?
Nah, we don't do no back skips.
Back skip, you get your ass.
You don't get.
What's a batch skip?
A back skip.
Not a batch skip. A back skip. Like if I'm on the line and you like, yo, let me get in front of you. Like, nah, but you can get behind me, though. You get that back skip.
So you skip me and then I skip you right quick. But all you did was skip everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
I still beat your ass.
If you was the dude right behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
it. Because now you skipping me. All right. Somebody got to get got.
Get that back skip, son.
Shout out to school lunch.
School lunch.
And then did you guys get after school lunch?
Yeah, I did.
You went home? What you had to? Why you had to stay in school?
So here's the thing: like, we wasn't poor, but I had to pretend I was poor. So I get all the free stuff. I get the free breakfast.
Yeah, we did that too.
I get the free lunch.
Free after school care.
That way I didn't get beat up.
I was a free after school. We had to say that my dad didn't live with us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. I talk about this on stage because it was confusing as hell. Because I had to keep telling people that my dad didn't live with us, but he would come home every day. So I would like make up stories like with my friends, like, oh yeah, my dad ain't around too, but I'd be living the best life with my dad.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny, dude.
Article 6. No, 5. I can't count.
Mm-mm.
China is crushing Europe's electric car dream.
Ooh.
Building electric cars in China makes sense for companies because that's where most customers are, and it enables them to avoid heavy traffic, tariffs on imported vehicles.
Ooh.
It also puts their manufacturing plants closer to the supply chain for batteries, which account for about 40% of the value of electric cars.
Wow. Man. China's also...
No, about 2/3 of the world's manufacturing capacity for lithium batteries, those most commonly used in electric vehicles, is in China, according to consulting firm Wood Mackenzie.
Wow.
Volkswagen announced last year would pump $12 billion. Volkswagen ain't got no $12 billion.
They ain't got no $12 billion. Who buying Volkswagen?
They just wanted to make an announcement that day.
We got $12 billion. No, you don't.
Volkswagen announced last year it would pump $12 billion. It would.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Right. But
you're right. If we get it. Somebody give me 12, like 9 more billion.
And to make an electric vehicles in the world's number 2 economy.
Yeah.
U.S. industry leader Tesla is building a factory in Shanghai that it says it will eventually chum out 500,000. The lunch lady got that. Electric cars a year. Compared with about 100,000 annually in the United States of America.
I don't know about these electrical cars and stuff like that. I'm scared.
Why are you hung up on electrical
cars? Because I've seen Back to the Future too, and like I was sold on like flying cars, you know? And I feel like... These flying cars? I don't want an electric car. Let me get a flying car. Like,
that's not gonna happen though, bro. Like they need like stop signs and like
in the air.
Yeah, they need all of that shit in the air. Are you just gonna fly around with the clouds in your face?
No, they gonna have like traffic lights,
air traffic control.
Traffic control. They gonna have flying stop signs and flying traffic lights. And
I like it.
I'm ready for that.
China gonna be the first one with it though. China's always ahead.
I'm just saying. Do you guys realize how useless flying cars can be?
Wait, what?
You know what I mean? Why? Like it's gonna be the same traffic in the air.
Oh no, but you get to the place quicker though, right?
But like...
Like a plane. Like a plane is...
What if you're that guy that told the Wright brothers not to make the plane? You just collide into another car in the air.
You don't believe in advancing the...
Man. I don't know about that.
You don't know? I don't know, man. I feel like, yeah, China's already ahead, man. They always, they got a teleporter by now.
Because now it's like, you gotta,
who got a teleporter?
Who got China. Teleporter? They, oh, they technology.
They don't got
ahead.
No teleporter.
They had the
don't
got a teleporter,
bro. They got a teleporter?
Nah, bro.
But, bro,
no
they
way.
Had the iPhone.
Stop spreading
free.
Rumors.
Yeah, man. You. I'm about to go to China right now and come right back. I'll be right back. You be like, yeah. Max, I thought you was in China. Yeah, they got a teleporter. I would have wasted my time, Sean.
Bro. I can't confirm.
And he would have flew Spirit.
You had Trick Daddy up.
You can't just go from teleporting to iPhones. To like,
no,
just,
they had iPhones like, for years before we got them.
But how does that compare to teleporting, though?
Well, no, bro,
there's
right
so
there.
Much technology that the government has that they have not released that we have access to.
And this like, is, she was in the military, so she knows this
there's
is
There's so
real.
Much stuff that's out there.
Oh, for real? That's, let me get some. What you got?
You'll get hurt.
G14 classified, man.
I was going to say.
Yeah,
are you actually?
Red dot just boop right there.
Yeah.
Really?
We said this like 18 times I was in the military.
I know that, but like, do you actually know a lot more?
Yeah.
Or do you think you know a lot more?
All right, bro. Next
y'all going
question.
In. Y'all go.
I have a question. Was there a girl that looks like me that turned you down or like didn't give you no butt cheeks or something?
No.
Because you be coming at my neck like I did something to you, bro. And it's like everything I say you got a question for, you got a resentment towards.
I'm a curious guy.
Nah, but you know, they ask questions differently than the way you ask questions. Like, do you know it or do you think you know it?
Yeah, because it's an interesting question. I like to like straight up hit it from the top. You know, I want to know the answer.
You don't hit anything from the top. We all know that. Like, I am not the girl who did you wrong, bro. I'm just the co-host
on
the show.
There's nothing wrong with being curious about something.
Nah, it's the way you come at me, and it's like, yo.
I'm not the type of guy.
I did not dump you. It was not me. It was not me.
I'm not the type of guy to just swallow any single information.
I didn't ask you to swallow nothing.
I ask questions. Yeah. I'm curious. I want to know.
It's a Trump match. We know it's a curse.
He got the negativity in here. You deported Trump. All the negativity is gone from this show.
Taste of your own medicine.
Y'all heard what he did with the birthright citizen? That's how I was.
I might be gone. Wait,
that's what I'm saying. I'm a birthright citizen.
Me too.
What's birthright right? citizen mean?
Birthright citizen is your parents weren't citizens, but because you were born here,
yeah.
you're a citizen automatically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. my parents you know? Weren't born
my
here.
My parents were residents.
I'm Canadian. What that mean with me?
Well, you're not a citizen.
You
at
wasn't
all.
Born here.
So I'm about to go, huh?
You about to go for sure.
I mean,
you
show. Ain't supposed to be here anyway.
Holy shit. So I can get deported too?
Wait, were you born? You're a citizen?
Yeah, I'm born here though.
You were born here. Were your
born
parents
here.
Born here?
No.
Oh yeah. See, and now under.
Bye bye, Nick. You thought you was white, so you thought you was size. Guess again, mother. Should have voted.
Ow. That's right.
Oh man. No, cussing.
Wait, is that real though?
No, yeah, that's why yeah. he's gonna sign an executive order to get rid of the.
How come you didn't ask him how many sources he had for that? I said one statement. Do you have any sources? Did you? Why?
That'd be crazy, dog. So I'm.
Why? Oh no! Why are you? Oh,
I was born here, but my parents aren't.
Right. Well, it's already. But once he does the executive order, the new baby's born, whose parents are not legally here.
He said, and the homies just.
What do you mean?
Food. Yeah, we just eating.
Like
food.
If your parents are like.
Immigrants. If your parents were immigrants.
Yeah.
See, not. If your parents were immigrants and you were. Born here,
right?
That's what he's having the issue
exactly.
with. He doesn't feel like you should have any benefits or privileges as an American citizen
right.
if your parents were
right
migrated here.
Because he's saying, like, I guess a lot of people would migrate just to have the baby born here, and then it's harder to deport the parents once the child is a citizen.
Damn, so I'm screwed, huh?
Well, no, you're good now because you're yeah, already true. A citizen. This ain't going forward. Anybody,
what does that mean, going forward?
Oh.
Who's not born yet? So when people come from other countries.
So they cursing people not born?
Yeah.
Right.
He's
what if you're already born here and you're
then
done?
You're good. You're fine.
You sure, bro?
Well, I'm not sure. There you
what
go.
If I get deported, dog?
Happy day.
I hate America.
Where are you going to go to?
Canada.
I don't know. I guess I don't have a home country.
What are your parents?
Armenia, but I ain't going there. Fuck
you
that.
Have no choice.
Nah.
What's wrong with Armenia?
I'm not going there, bro. There's no way in hell.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I have.
How was
it's
it?
Not for me. It's like I'm not used to anything. Bro, I'm telling you, I'm a pretty manly person, but when it comes to like daily stuff, sanitary, when it comes to taking a crap in public, or even taking a piss in public, touching things like
you don't have to piss in public.
I know.
None of these things make you manly. You know that, right? None of these things.
Armenia has bathrooms.
Yeah. I know, bro. But like, they got like these holes and stuff, and it's weird as hell, dog. Whoa. I ain't messing with that.
Article 6.
Transylvania, wherever you
try. Four Jaguar players reportedly arrested in London before the Eagles game.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
The incident started when the players tried to leave the London
London Rain. Yeah.
What's that? What's a London
Rain? It's like a strip club.
Why'd they go into a strip club? Accused of not paying their tab. The NFL players. I did not pay any tab. The players was blocked from leaving by security, which led to physical confrontation between the two groups. If you can beat up a football player,
you win.
Football player.
You win.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think they won.
The four players arrested on Saturday at 4 a.m. 4 a.m.? What are they doing at strip clubs all night? Were safely Barry Church, you know him?
No.
Safety Ronnie Harrison, you know?
I don't know him.
Safety Jared Wilson, you know?
No, it's the whole secondary.
And quarterback. Oh, so they good.
DJ Hayden.
What does that mean? I don't know football. I know every other sport but football.
Football, that's the secondary, is like the guys who, not the line. Like, you know who plays on the Jaguars line?
Uh-uh.
Calais Campbell. You know Jared Campbell. Jared Campbell, comedian?
I do?
Yeah.
He plays on the, what?
Well, Jared Campbell used to play football.
What he look like?
Jared Campbell, no, his brother's Calais Campbell.
Look at you. What he look like?
They're trying both, to get
Well, Jared is a local comedian. He also hosts The Rush on Yahoo.
Yeah. You know, yeah. What does he look like? What does his brother look like?
Calais, yeah, he big dude.
I like
but
that.
But they're the bigger ones. So the linemen are the bigger ones. The faster guys playing the secondaries, the safeties in the corners.
Okay.
So they stop the wide receivers.
They they're the ones that's, okay. Defense. You talking defense.
These are defensive guys. Yeah. They're very fast, and they'll stop the wide receivers.
Are we talking about soccer?
The football. The Jaguars, they were arrested in London. I'm sorry about that.
The Eagles have had the most players arrested in the NFC East over the last 5 seasons. Whoa!
That's a record.
That's Philly.
The Eagles got the Super Bowl and the record for most people arrested.
That's what's up.
In the last 5 Philly. Seasons. That's great.
Eagle players have been arrested 7 times compared to the 5 for both the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Times.
I didn't know they were keeping record of that.
Of course they are.
They got to. Somebody is. They on strike 7.
Oh, that's, man.
I never understood, like, is this a thing? Like, why do they go to London to play?
You know, they're trying to integrate the game into London and maybe make a team there. I don't think
why?
They're actually playing in London?
They play games just to. They fly three or four
the
seasons.
The London Tea Party? Who do they play?
Right? No, they play American teams. They fly both teams out there. It's usually not a very entertaining game because both teams are very tired. They have to leave on a short schedule.
Yeah, it's like a long
fly
flight.
Fly an entire team to London.
So
to
they're
play.
Trying to expand the NFL to
and
London?
It sells out. Very expensive, too. I think it's the O2 Arena.
Oh, wow.
And it sells out every time, but I don't know. I don't think the game translates. My family, I have a lot of family. You have family in England too, right, little?
How?
No.
Why would you?
Oh, but you do because you're Caribbean, right?
No.
See, just think, people.
We don't have family in London just like that. Like, my family went from Panama to New York. That was it. We're not going to London.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I did. I do, but I just want to make you look stupid.
Oh, okay, good. But look, that's easy. I don't need help. Stupid. But guys, I don't think it'll work because they're used to soccer
and rugby,
Rugby, those are continuous games. Football has a lot of breaks,
and then also football has a lot of padding.
For
rugby,
is the most unentertaining sport in the world.
What?
It's just not an entertaining sport at all.
No, baseball.
No. Have you been to a baseball? Oh, you've been to a baseball game.
I was just at the,
but they lost. So that's why
World
I was
series.
Well, they lost, so that's why I wasn't entertaining for him.
Or hockey.
You should have gave me.
Are you out of your mind?
No, swimming. No.
Hockey is
tennis.
Boring.
Basketball.
How is hockey boring? Real quick, how is hockey boring? It's a bunch of dudes on.
Nights. I don't like it.
Nah, because I thought they would be fighting every second. They don't fight.
It's not like Mighty Ducks, man. I want it to be like Mighty Ducks. I want a flying V. I want a knuckle puck. I want them to rally behind the goal, and they get all the guys together, and they go out to the flying V, and that's what I want to see in hockey.
That's probably the most ineffective thing ever.
The flying V?
The flying V.
It worked, though.
It worked in the movie.
Yeah.
Knuckle puck worked in the movie, too. It made the puck do like this.
No, it went like this.
But it was like
that was Keenan Thompson. He had the knuckle puck.
Yeah.
Went from knuckle pucks to winning Emmys.
But football is a very entertaining sport.
I think it's more
entertaining than rugby because rugby, they're not wearing pads. You're right, Lulu. They're not wearing pads. But they're going a little slower. It's like the pads make people think you're invincible.
Yeah.
So the velocity's more. Like American, that sport is faster than rugby.
Yeah.
Because they're like going, you think you're, but it's the brain that's being damaged.
Yeah. I seen a dude, it was like maybe like 2 weeks ago. He collided with another football player, but his helmet had fell off. He collided with a helmet, and it was his head.
Just his head.
And then he just everything was just like dripping blood, and he had to leave.
Oh my gosh! What's not entertaining about that? That's great.
Wait, is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive. Yeah.
That's scary, bro. Imagine going to sleep knowing that happened, like because like the next morning there's a chance you just don't wake up.
Oh yeah!
After a heavy trauma incident to the head,
trauma to the brain.
That's like trauma, bro. Trauma incidents are really scary, bro.
The brain can hemorrhage.
Like, as soon as you have like any major, like head injury, you gotta go to the hospital like ASAP.
And you can't go right to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, you can't go right to sleep. Because as soon as you start feeling dizzy, and as soon as you start feeling all weird and stuff,
man,
go to the hospital.
Somebody said, "Don't disrespect our Canadian culture like that." What's the Canadian culture? Is it hockey?
Oh, hockey. Yeah, how could you not love hockey, man?
No, I just named every sport. I just said I don't like.
Oh, you
every
did.
Sport.
You said basketball. Also.
Did you play hockey in Canada?
No, I didn't play any sports. I can't. I try to play basketball now. I can't do it.
No, I know. That's why I got an hold.
I beat Sean, though.
Yeah, because I'm bad.
Yeah, I'm bad, too.
But you're fast. He's just athletic. He uses his athleticism.
Like, yeah, but, yeah.
Because he ran track in college.
He is fast. We've raced before, and you just, like, left
me. Oh, yeah, he'll dust you.
Long time ago.
He dusts most people.
Anybody want to race me for $10, win Sean money.
Win Sean. I put my money up.
Yeah. I can beat you in a foot race. So easily.
We gotta put that on.
We gotta put that on bet.
Why are you doing that? You gotta use your money though, Nick. I'm sorry.
No. Dude, I bet Sean's $10 right now holding me so quick.
I'm not putting my $10 on you, Nick. I bet you're very fast.
I was one of the fastest runners I've ever knew.
Oh. That you ever knew. It's a very interesting.
I was the biggest kid in school, but I was the fastest, bro.
Hmm.
Oh wow.
This dude ran. Called me Fat Flash.
He was like
Fat Flash? Fat Flash.
The Fat Flash.
Weren't you like on the Olympic, like going towards the Olympics?
I mean, let's not talk about myself, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, he went to the Olympics with Walter Dix. Walter Dix qualified. That was our ass's line brother from FSU.
I was
Olympic
plus
runner.
One to you the
was
Olympics. Plus one.
You was the plus one to the Olympics?
Yeah. He was plus one. That's where he met LeBron James.
Yep.
And he tell him what he did to you.
LeBron James disrespected me.
What did he do? What did he do so I can hate him some more? What did he do?
I'm over there, you know.
No, what happened?
Talking to the mic.
I'm telling.
No. Look down. Look to the people.
All right, now.
Look.